Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy Poetic, and tonight I'm so excited. I got my gang here with me tonight, and tonight we're getting ready to dive right into the topic after we do our prayer. Tonight we're going to be talking about how a simple interview could be effective in promoting your music. But before we get into the topic, let's go ahead and cover the show as we always do. Lord, thank you for giving us this platform to allow us to come together collectively as a community to express ourselves in this music industry. Lord, we ask that you bless every ear and every mind that is tuned in, locked and loaded to Hip Hop National, and give them direction as we go forward. We ask you this in Jesus' name as we pray. Amen. Okay, guys, tonight we're talking about how a simple interview could be effective in promoting your music. The reason why this topic came up, I was asked recently, what's the purpose of the interview? Well, the interview helps you tell your personal story. It allows people to connect with you and find out what it is that you do and why you do it. Not to mention, as an artist, they are looking for good music, and I mean, as fans, they're looking for good music, and this is the reason why they connect with you, sometimes to identify with the artist. But don't let me tell it. I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines. I'm going to go ahead and go to the lady first, Tiffany. Welcome to Hip Hop National. Tell us what it is that you do exactly, and tell us, give us your take on tonight's topic. You now have the floor.
Okay, so first and foremost, hi everybody. My name is Tiffany Jade Hightower. I am a film writer, director, producer, and actress, and also I'm a casting director. And I'm also the one that everybody sends music to if they are interested in being considered for soundtrack. So what I have to say about this topic is one thing, is that none of us necessarily want to go and talk to somebody, some professional, about what we do, how we do it, and why we do it. But at the same time, you always have to keep in mind that nobody can sell you better than you can. Nobody is supposed to believe in you more than you do. So therefore, when you have an interview, you have the opportunity to tell not only your story, but tell what drives you, tell why we should support you, and why we should believe in what you're doing. So without that, it's great if you have fabulous music, but at the end of the day, you know, we'd so much rather listen to somebody, support somebody, who has a story worth telling behind them. So that's what I would say, and I'll just start with that. Okay, now let's move on to somebody else.
Awesome. I appreciate that opening, Tiffany. We're going to go to Kano. Kano the Great. Tell them what it is that you do, and give us your take on tonight's topic.
Yeah, this is Kano the Great. I make beats, write music. Produce music, just love music in general. Tonight's topic, as far as promoting yourself, it's a way of promoting yourself for the interview. People want to relate to a person. That's the main thing. They want to see what they have in common with somebody. It's a good way to get your name out there. You know, if you're like pushing a song, any type of interview is going to help. It's good to have, you know, training as far as interviews, like, you know, like bridge players and stuff like that. So that way you can come off human-like, natural. I think that's the main important ingredient in the interview is making yourself personable to everyone who listens. That's probably what I'll go with as far as the interview process. I mean, there's a lot more to it, but, I mean, just I believe personally it's just for people to relate to that person. So you see that person, they're talking about their life and, you know, how life is and how, you know, their goals are, stuff like that. People want to relate to things like that. They look up to people like that.
All right. And now we got Rodolph. Rodolph, give us your take on tonight's topic. Tell us what it is that you do, sir.
Rodolph, I love you.
Oh, and I love you. I love you. That's who I am. I'm Raw Dog. And I happen to be the music program director for Hip Hop National. I'm also a producer. I have my own studio. And let me say this to you. Tiffany, you had magical words. You know, no one can sell you like you can sell yourself. You know, the funny part about this whole thing is that, you know, success is how the product and the entertainer is promoted, you know. And then, you know, the thing about it is, you know, you can tell a bunch of people a lot of lies, but when you get in front of them, they're going to see the real truth. And that's when you have to bring it. So, you know, this business of music and what have you, you know, there is no book to tell you how to get to the top. But let me say this, if you're trying to get any success, and we're talking about financial gain, because let's just say you don't get rich, but let's just say you break even. You know, the game is that, hey, invest in yourself, invest in your product, and break even. Well, you know what even is. You know what you've invested in yourself, and you know where you got to go. So the funny part is that when I listen and I think about it, there's a story about an artist. Instead of paying the money to promote themselves, they thought they were going to enter themselves into a contest. And they didn't win the contest. And this is on my side of the world over here in Washington State. And they didn't enter. They didn't win the contest. And so what it took for them to get in the contest, they could have taken that money and promoted themselves and sold their product. Now, you know, I'm going to say this to you. You know, there's a lot of games that are played in this industry. Contests, all kinds of things. There, you know, and what happens is that, you know, you can get pulled in to having to spend the money you should use to promote yourself. You know, when you ever see entertainers and Jay-Z and Justin Timberlake and all those guys, they go on a talk show and do an interview before their album drops. And you go, wait a minute, what is this? It's promotion. It's getting a buzz for interest in what they're trying to sell. And, you know, let's just say it's better than riding around with a big bullhorn on the top of your car saying who you are. I mean, you got to get out there some kind of way. I mean, this game's got a lot of people, but how do you show who you are and what you've got to sell? So you take it from there, Poetic.
All right. Man, I mean, you guys actually drove the nail in with the hammer tonight. It's definitely a thing. It's a promotional tool. And Tiffany said it best, no one can sell you like you sell yourself. But when that opportunity presents itself, how do you capitalize on it? How
Tiffany said it
what things should I say when I'm presenting myself that don't put me over the top where I'm sounding like I'm an arrogant piece of art that makes and the question is, do people connect with arrogance and ego? I'm going to go to you, Tiffany. I know you can answer that question.
Okay. I have to, honestly, as I listen to everything, I kind of got to go back to what Raw Dog said. He mentioned a little bit about paying to promote yourself. Okay, this is where we get to that fine line. If you have a story and you are honest about who you are and where you came from, you don't need to pay to promote yourself. You don't need to do it because it will happen on its own. The first thing you have to do is just make sure to get it out there. Make sure to be willing to get your story out. Now, when it comes to, okay, well, what should I tell and what should I not say? I would honestly say what comes from your heart. Don't make up anything, because honestly, at the end of the day, we'll know if you're lying. We'll find out if you're lying. You know, because honestly, when anybody tells me, if any artist tells me what they've gone through and I'm interested in that artist, I'm going to go and do the research. Now, if the research doesn't match up to what you said, then there's going to be a problem, which is what happens a lot of times, which is when people try and sell themselves over what they are or sometimes under what they are. Be honest and tell the real you. That's the most important thing about promoting yourself, about doing any interview that you'll ever do in your life. So that's it for now.
Hey, you know what I heard out of Tiffany just then? The man code.
You're wrong.
Deny. She's going to check it out.
And I do.
It won't work with her.
The reason why I do that is this. The same way, and any of my actors that are listening, they could all chime in and tell you this. But the reason why I have such a very intensive application process is because I want to know that they are dedicated performers. I want to know that whatever they submit to me is accurate. I want to know that I can rely on them no matter what, under all situations, to be on their game and to be prepared. So these are things that I do. Maybe not everybody does that. Maybe people just take things at face value, but that is not me. Now, you know, that's really, at the end of the day, what I have to say is the most important thing is your honesty in telling your story. So that's it, guys.
But you make a great point, Tiffany, about the fact of speaking from the heart, you know, being
yeah.
what it's called is being real. You got to be real,
yeah.
real with people.
Let me say it a little bit different. You got to be real with who you are, though.
Yeah, you got to be real.
Okay.
I mean, when you talk to somebody, you got to be real. You know what I'm saying? It can't be like Milli Vanilli. You remember them from back in
exactly.
the day.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
They looked pretty, you know, they had the different guys. They looked up the standard, you know what I'm saying, as far as what the audience might accept. So, you know, they pretty much faked it. But just being real with people, that's how you connect with people. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? You have to connect with people. You come off arrogant, people don't want that. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. For sure.
Because the thing about this game, this entertainment thing, is the greatest thing about it, well, not the great, I wouldn't say the greatest thing about it, but people are going to hate you. And they want to see
mm-hmm.
you fail. They want to
mm-hmm.
see you fail. But you know what I'm saying? You and like Quay, like you just mentioned, as far as on the next topic is you have to be able to just relate to people. You
yeah.
have to relate to people. And if you come off arrogant or something like that, people don't
mm-hmm.
like that. You know, they don't like that. They want you to just be real. You know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? They want to hear your life story because everybody has a story. In life,
everybody.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody has
everybody.
A story. Everybody go through struggle. They go through a storm. You know what I'm saying? So people, just like if they relate to a movie or
mm-hmm.
a song, they want to be able to relate to that person. They want to put themselves
yeah.
in that shoe and look at that, you know, through the eyes of that person that they're watching.
Mhm. That's true.
Hmm. All right, guys.
Okay, I'm going to need somebody to argue with me once, please.
I almost got the argument ready, but see, you know what?
See, so come
now,
on.
I'm going to say this.
Come on
too.
With it then.
Wait a minute. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
Wait a minute.
I'm going to say this.
My,
and I want you guys to both kind of take this in and go.
No, if you tell me, if you tell me how old you are, we don't need to hear that anymore.
Look at here.
I've heard that 5 times.
Age is a number. Let that one go. Because see, now I'm going to say this to you. As a producer, as a ex-showman, and as far as entertaining people and what have you, there's a swag, a persona, a confidence within your own who you are and what you can do. See, you know, people that walk in the room and they take little steps and walk softly, they don't get the respect. I hate to say this. If you go in, tell them what you can do. Tell them that it can be done very well. And you know this. They expect you to have somewhat of an arrogance. You know, you, at a certain point in your career or as an artist, you get an attitude of, I just can't deal with the stupid conversations. You know, and I think in my personality, Poetic can tell you this. I have a limit to stupidity. I can't keep talking. I can't keep talking to that individual. And so what happens is, no, this is true. And if I'm lying, Poetic, tell the world.
No,
I love people. As an entertainer, you love what you're doing and you're out there to promote yourself. But there is, once you know who you are and what you can do, there's that old statement, you walk with the big dogs. Whether you got a dollar or a dime in your pocket, your abilities will make you stomp as you walk down the sidewalk because you know who you are and what you can do. Can't nobody take that away from you. Now, whether you make $1 million, that's a whole different conversation. But the credit that you achieve by your abilities lets you know who you are before the world gets to find out. Now, you know, yes, being humble and, yes, that old theory, walk softly, carry a big stick, that also applies. It also applies to be a king. You got to be able to walk amongst the people. So when the fans, yes, and understand them. But there's a swag about you. Even in Kano's voice, there's a swag about him. Even in Tiffany's voice, there's a swag about it. In Poetic's voice, there's a swag about it. Because, hey, guess what? We know who we are. The world's getting ready to find out exactly who each one of us are. And you can hear it in your voices. And I'm not going to take that away from any of y'all. Because, hey, it's like that. How can we tell somebody else that, hey, it's good for them and they should with the confidence we have? Because you know you're dynamic in what you do and how you do it. Now, can I get an amen, or is it just going to be complete
silence? No, you get no amen.
Amen.
No.
On that one.
Y'all can get off the train, man.
Don't get me wrong. I agree with you guys. I believe confidence needs to be exuded within anything you do, and you should stand with stature because that makes you a leader. And by you leading, yeah, people will follow. And I'm talking about fans. They will fan. They. But when you become disgustingly arrogant,
yes,
right,
are you grabbing people's attention, or are you pushing them away? Especially if you're getting on the microphone. Don't get me wrong. You get on, it's me, and you never even say thank you to all my fans. Thank you for the people that who have made helped me get this far, and you don't have any gratitude to where you at in the people who have gotten you there. In an interview,
you know who you just described?
What's that?
Live.
If you say
I
me,
am the family
I'm gonna be okay.
He was that.
I didn't
he
hear
got.
You.
Sly of Sly and the Family Stones, that was
okay.
Him. The people put him on a pedestal, and he stopped showing up for his concerts. He would stop in the middle of his concerts and walk off, and he fell from grace. Because remember, you can't be popular if the fans aren't making you popular. And he started doing those things to the fans. Cat Williams is one that has had that situation in front of him in his last tour, especially up here in Washington State. He told something off in the audience and walked off, and he didn't show up for a few shows in a couple of places. So the whole point...
Yeah, Williams, that's kind of to be expected.
But wait a minute. That was not to be expected. It was something that his arrogance got, you know, his head blew up.
Yeah.
You know, he no longer thought he earned his money from the people, or he evidently felt he didn't need their money. You know, I don't know what it was with him. I think he might have went crazy. Let's just say it like that. Okay?
Can I tell you one thing?
Yes.
Can anybody hear me? All right. I actually have noticed about what I'm doing with, say, for instance, my current film project. I actually make it a point to shout out to my cast and to my crew at all times to let them know that I love them and how much they mean to me. So no matter what, when you are, if you do an interview, don't forget those people who have helped you out. Don't forget those people who are important to you, including the fans, including the people that you have doing the beats for you, doing whatever they're doing for you, because at the end of the day, it doesn't mean anything if you don't have the support from your closest circle. Okay, that's it.
Oh, that was
beautiful. Yeah, that's nice.
You know what? She deserves some. Hey, Verona, we got to give her a lollipop for that one.
Yeah, she does that so well. I actually eat lollipops.
I like lollipops. So thank
where you got
please,
some coming
please,
from?
Please send the whole package. You definitely put the
pop on that one, girl.
It's true. Send a whole package to me. I'll eat them all. All right.
But you know what? Now that's what the people are. The picture of Tiffany over the radio is so wonderful.
No,
but
it's
in real
so true.
Life.
It's so
Tiffany,
true. This
what?
Is wait, but let me tell you one thing, raw dog. All right, let me tell you one thing.
Yeah.
is that if you ever tried to argue with me in person the way that you argue with me on the radio, we would have problems. And there would be huge precautions.
You know what? We wouldn't have problems. Because you know why? I know when to shut up and when to talk. And in person, I'd be quiet. I'd just say, hi, Tiffany.
But no, seriously, though, guys, no matter what, no matter how far you go, no matter even starting, like, when things are just getting up, you know, I mean, you're just getting that publicity, you're just getting that respect, those are the times, that's actually the most important time for you to shout out who is behind you, who is supporting you, and who is continuing to believe in you on your journey. That is the time. The time is not when you're making $5 billion, because then people don't take it as serious as if you say it from the very beginning, from the ground up. That's what I really, really believe in.
Another point that I'm going to make right here, Rob, you talked about arrogance. There's a difference between someone who made it and a star. What I mean by that is, for instance, that swag. You know, if you go back and look at movies, for instance, like James Dean, he had that rebellious feel, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, he was just like a star. I mean, saying you look at Elvis, you know, how he would gyrate his hips and people, you know, that was something.
I didn't watch that.
You know, he was a star. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
I mean, there's a difference, you know what I'm saying, as far as your personality, you know what I'm saying? So when you said there has to be a bit of arrogance, that is totally true. You got to have that particular swag. You say you got to be rebellious to get something, you know what I'm saying? That's what when people listen, you know what I'm saying? They like somewhat of a bad boy character, like friend, like I said, like James Dean, you know what I'm saying? That was made him different than other actors at that time that had been acting. You want to change, too.
You're definitely right on that. You know, I mean, you know, let's put it like this. Now, we didn't say that, you know, with this attitude and what have you, that you'd be rich. But you have to show them you have confidence And the arrogance, because see, guess what? People are going to look at you and say you're disrespectful. You know, I used to watch some of the hip hop videos where the artists would be on there and they'd just be throwing money in the air. And I'm going, wow, I'm glad I didn't buy none of their stuff because they're throwing it back in your face. That could have been
throwing money in the air,
buying their product, and they're just playing with it. No. I mean, now that to me is wrong.
But you know what? It comes to being the difference between being arrogant and the difference between seeing your self-worth. Now, if you know that you are worth the support that you're getting, that's the most important part. Now, when it comes to just being like that and throwing money in the air, you know, because I'd be that chick running behind you to try and pick it up. You see what I'm
saying? Tell me about it. Me, you, Poetic, and Kano.
Hey, wait a minute.
Hold on. What? You're doing what? Why did you call me so I know what it is?
Well, they call me.
If I know they're throwing money, I'm going broke. I'm running up. I'm going there just to get paid.
No, but the thing about it is that it's even in your – I really think it boils down to even your lifestyle. You see what I'm saying?
Oh,
your lifestyle. And say, for instance, I didn't buy food today. I usually get frozen pizza that's on sale, whichever one's on sale. Not that I'm cheap, but at the same time, you know, I do try and be a little bit frugal. But at the same time, today I also donated to the Philippines with what they're going through. Do you understand what I mean?
Oh, so it's
like to waste money, that's the difference between wasting money and actually using it for a purpose and actually having a purpose behind you. It's almost like that book, A Purpose-Driven Life. And a purpose-driven life doesn't have people on stage throwing away money, buying all the most expensive jewelry and saying, oh, well, I got a whole, you know, a whole front face of, like, gold teeth and shit like that. You know what? Okay, yeah.
Did you say the S word?
No.
Did you just curse?
You said the S word.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. I love you. With the S word.
I'm not an angel. I never said it was an angel, okay? But the thing about it is that's the type of stuff that makes me mad, is when people sit there and then they flaunt all this money, they flaunt all these jewels that they don't realize that they can lose tomorrow. You see what I'm saying? So people also, to support you, they need to know that you actually have some type of passion about everything that you have, everything that you own, everything you believe in. And that's the most important part. That's why the interviews are very important. Because I can tell you a billion times over that, okay, you know what, I don't waste money, I spend money only on stuff that's important. And then I show up in like a mink coat, you know, that I got that just cost about 5 G's. Then are you going to believe me? No. But that's what the interview does. The interview says who you are and if your words stand by how you present yourself. That's what that does. So.
Man, I think you just put the icing on the
cake. That's two bags of lollipops. Two bags of lollipops. Thank you.
Two bags of lollipops. How simple an interview could be effective in promoting how a simple interview could be effective in promoting your music. That's what we're talking about tonight. And we just had Tiffany just go ahead and marinate the whole season around the whole topic. So definitely, guys, stay with us. It's more on the other side. Keep it locked and loaded where you got it, right here on Hip Hop National Radio.
Playwriter and director Antonio G. Wells presents to you, Why Am I Still Single? The Stage Play. Coming November 24th, 2013 for two shows. Available for 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. Located at the Coral Springs Center for the Arts, 2855 Coral Springs Drive, Coral Springs, Florida.
Then what does that supposed to mean?
That means I'm starting to turn out like that old lady that
Ooh,
I know.
Oh, because I like good vibes.
Yeah,
Ooh.
That old lady.
Ooh.
You. If I slap you.
You don't want to miss this place, so get your tickets now. Tickets are $15 in advance and $25 at the door. Booth rates are also available. Call 954-200-2839. That's 954-200-2839.
Please come as quick as you can and marry this girl. Because if she eat my Cocoa Puffs one more time, I'm going to catch a case. Because I'm cuckoo from a Cocoa Puff.
November 24, 2013. Another Antonio G. Wells production.
It's time to play. You're ready to go. Ready to go. Radio promo right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's right. Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business,
your music,
or music products. Starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing, website development,
website hosting,
internet audio presentation,
voiceovers,
professional beat production,
publicity,
radio and record promotion,
consulting,
corporate identities,
event planning and promoting,
printing, graphic design,
CD pressing
and duplication,
voice on hold,
radio commercial production,
TV commercial production,
video production,
call conversions,
contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.hiphopnationalradio.com or call 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555.
Forever Memory Blankets is your only stop when thinking of memory items created from photos. Forever Memory Blankets creates blankets, pillows, bed covers, t-shirts, and so much more. Remember, all we need is an ordinary photo. FMB has done great work for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Oprah Winfrey, Music Soul Child, NBA All-Star Dwayne Wade. Forever Memory Blankets is doing it up for all of the stars, from Slim Thug to Bun B, and we cannot forget about our main man, Snoop Dogg. All you have to do is contact us today at www.fmblankets.com or call 469-893-0706. That's 469-893-0706, where we're taking ordinary to extraordinary.
Hip Hop National Magazine has everything you love about being part of the hip hop generation and more. The magazine has A-list celebrity interviews from hip hop national partner, The Val the BB Show, style, fitness, news, health, craft, music from all genres, artist development, also articles with business decision makers on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. Read Hip Hop National Magazine online and in print. Visit hiphopnational.com. Get your Hip Hop National news from the number one source, Hip Hop National Magazine.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
And we're back. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy Poetic, and tonight we're talking about how a simple interview could be effective in promoting your music. And the reason why I want to explore this topic is because, like I said earlier, there's someone asked me, well, what would an interview do for me? Well, I could say right now, if you are an unsigned artist, it's developing your fan base. As you're developing your fan base and you got good music, they're going to connect first to the music. If the music is hot, they're going to end up wanting to find out who you are, what you do, and why you do it. And I'm going to tell you something about a fan. A fan wants to be exactly like you. In many cases, they want to know how you brush your teeth. They want to know what kind of clothes you wear. They want to know, down what type of shoes you wear, what's your style, because they connect with you. It's something about you that they identify with. And an interview is a good way to part that personal story. So can you tell me of someone that you're connected with as an artist? I'm going to start with you, Tiffany. Who is your favorite artist out there, and what is it that you identify with that connects to you? You
Okay. I can hear myself in the back. That's weird.
So you hear yourself?
All right. It's okay. It gives me a second to. It gives me a second to think a little bit more. So, I.
Say raw dog.
I would say. Yeah, let's skip to raw dog. If I get the right person. Stop laughing at me. I don't have
I'm
all
just trying to help you, Tiffany. I know, hey, he throws it at you, and all of a sudden you either duck or you catch it, and you go, what the what? You know? But who is it? Who comes to your mind on that question he asked? Off the top of your head.
Tina Turner.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that that's a good person that you have picked. It works for me. Now, let's do this. Let's play devil's
advocate.
Don't
ask me another question. What are you doing?
Poetic. Who?
Okay. Yeah.
Let's throw that same question to you, Poetic.
That question to me?
Yes.
I got to be honest with you. It was Tupac. Tupac was like my favorite artist. Tupac is what made me change the direction and the dynamics in which I approach rap as an artist myself. He started his realness when it came to telling a true to life type of story. His delivery, he was a storyteller, and I mean, I'm not personally, as far as the thug life, it was just not my thing. But as far as connecting to how this artist, you know, his delivery, it made me take rap to a whole different level. As an artist myself, it made me say, because I used to think rap was based on nonsense. But when Pac start laying out stories, it starts letting me know, hey, you know what? I need to develop a storyline and write stuff that can be, you know, that can connect with people as a personal interest, things that they can be that they're familiar with, that they can identify with in the life that we see. So I started becoming more real about how my delivery was. Will Smith was another person I connected with. He connected with my fun side of being an artist and connecting, and made me connect more with being a player among the high school girls. And I'm being for real, because I was real dramatic and I was poetic at the time. So I put it all together and I was able to deliver.
Yeah, okay, and that was most excellent. I'll take the next one. George Clinton was mine. And the reason I say George Clinton, because to me he had a dream and he was able to bring something different as far as an entertainer and the show that he put together with all the different guys in their costumes and what have you. And it was actually, I'd call it a great stage play, because he was the first guy that I had gone to see, an entertainer, a musician, that brought out a comedian to warm up the crowd. And then one by one, the greatness of each one of the players that he had in his band, Parliament, they were outstanding musicians, and they would come one by one by one, and they would build up to the point where the whole band was out there, but they would each start playing their part. And it mesmerized the people that two guitar players could play. There was no drummer, nothing else. Then the keyboardist, then the next. And whoever thought of that concept, that it put Parliament to the top back in the era of show bands. And then Earth, Wind, and Fire came along after that. But they were somewhat of a copy of Clinton. And, you know, they had the costumes also. So, you know, when we start talking about people, you know, I'd say George Clinton is mine.
Ready, Tiffany?
She said,
well,
Tina.
I said Tina. But this is the thing, is that I have a question about Raw Dog.
Ooh.
Okay, you mentioned George. But at the same time, do you know his backstory?
What about
his backstory inspires you? You see what I'm saying? Like, that's the question I have
but
for
see,
you.
But see,
you like
but
how
see,
I just threw
what,
it back again
what.
Anyway.
I saw the artistry and I heard that before I knew anything about his backstory. When I saw George Clinton and I heard the music, their album, I purchased it and then I went to see their show. His artistry, his talent, the show, it was mesmerizing. I mean, you know, because you didn't know what to expect, and it was so different. It was like a live stage play of different characters coming together, and they turned it out. Tiffany, back in the day when that was going on, groups did not have the show that he did. Madonna and everybody came after him with their costumes and the pyrotechnique and all of those things after George Clinton. You know, because
but I
remember,
that.
You know, the mothership almost broke him when he put that on in a tour. They said it was so expensive that he didn't make money on that tour for the props. So, you know, it was, I say he was innovative, and I guess that's why he's still relevant, and they're using his music in the hip-hop world now because it was different. It was a different age coming to age, and now when you hear a lot of the young artists, they sample Parliament in a lot of their work.
I get
Are
that.
You there, Poet?
The same...
oh,
no,
I'm
no,
sorry.
Wait. I'm not done with you. I'm not done with you, Rocco.
Mm,
wait.
Oh, girl.
Wait. Let me explain.
Do me any way you want.
This is my question. What? Tell me something inspiring about his personal story. I heard
well,
you talk about the music part of it. I get that. I get the fact that he broke even. He didn't really make money. Now tell me about him as a person.
Well,
I mean, there's been movies
now,
written
wait
about
a minute,
Tina
now,
Turner.
Now, wait a minute. Let me explain something to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. And we're off.
The male personal story, I'm a man. That does not come into the point of me judging an entertainer where it came
but
from.
How, but isn't that?
You asked the question. I'm going to be honest with you now. Did he do the job that he was trying to do? You know, that's just like the plumber. The plumber that comes to fix your sink. You don't care about his backstory. Was he a good plumber? Did he do the job? Well, okay. His show and him entertaining me was over the top. His backstory, we all have backstories. No, we all have backstories. So, you know, if we were all to tell our backstories and what have you, that has nothing to do with where we are in the future because
don't
guess
get me
what?
Wrong. Don't get me wrong, but that's where that personal interview come in.
Well, but see, but guess
so,
what?
So you tell that story.
Exactly.
Okay, but now here's the question.
Because I'm gonna bring you guys some that I saw today, actually, on Wendy Williams' show. Remember, Pebbles, TLC and them told their story.
Right.
But Pebbles was interviewed today on Wendy Williams' show, and she told her story. Without the interview, there's not clarity because there's two sides to every story. So, but now what Wendy should do, and I would love to do it myself, is to bring them all together and talk about it, discuss it.
Well, but, okay, I watched that today. And you know what?
I thought it was a great story.
You know what? It was funny because Pebbles made a lot of statements, but she didn't show one fact. Now I got to say this to you: if the movie was a lie, she's a little late in coming up with it's a lie.
And that's just about everybody's take on the story. She's she's a little late to step up, but her argument was. it was a confidentiality agreement that she was under. So she kept silence in all this time. But now that the allegations are coming out that that makes her look like a culprit, she's stepping up and speaking out. Now, I don't know. I wasn't there. I can't defend one side of the story or the other. But hey, anybody know Pebbles? Anybody know PLC? Hey, we'd be glad to discuss it right here on Hip Hop National Radio. Anyway, let's go ahead. We got Quinn who's stepped up, and Quinn said, "Hey, me. Let me talk about this, Quinn."
Go, Quinn.
And right after Quinn, I'm going to Kano. Quinn, who is it that you identify with because you know their story?
Well,
and
I identify with a lot of artists, man. I mean, but my favorite artist would be R. Kelly, man, because I look up to R. Kelly, man. I always wonder, you know, not be like R. Kelly, but, you know, I want to be a simple like R. Kelly because all his stuff was great, man. I mean, he had that top shelf music, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, his music gonna always be on the shelf. You know what I'm saying? Because I like everything about R. Kelly, man. So, you know, that would be one of my favorites, you know what I'm saying? I got a lot of favorites, but, you know, I just say he was one of my favorites because, you know, he changed the game in certain music in certain ways, you know. And a lot of R&B singers out there talk about, you know, them, you know, almost the same, but, you know, he always changed the game, you know what I'm saying? He didn't talk about the same thing, you know what I'm saying? He would talk about life, and, you know, a lot of R&B singers out there didn't do plays, you know what I'm saying, make plays out of a song, you know what I'm saying? He made plays, you know what I'm saying, out of a song, like actually plays. So,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, he had a, I can testify to that. He had a unique delivery. And,
yeah,
you know, honestly, he had a vision of not only having a song, but he had a whole drama set up that
yeah.
you can identify with it.
Yeah, it was what, out of the closet or something, in the closet?
Yeah. In the closet.
It was trapped in the closet.
Out of the closet.
Yeah, I mean, watch yourself. Watch yourself.
I'm sorry, I just had to chime in.
We picked up on that. We adults on here. Okay, so.
Hold on, Rod. Let's get,
yeah,
get let's, before
Kano.
We change the subject. Kano the Great, who was the one that you connected with and why?
Dude, I think we share a lot of things in common, Poetic, because I'm going to have to go with Tupac, first of all.
Okay.
He changed the game. I listened to rap music since I was a kid. He used to break dance, do all that type of stuff. He listened to all types of music. But Tupac was the first artist. I mean, just how he talks about the real life. Yeah, he talked about things negative, but he also told you about the consequences of those actions. You know what I'm saying? The stories weren't always great. You know what I'm saying? But he did bring a message. Like, you know, for instance, the song Brenda Has a Baby. What rapper was talking about that at the time? You know what I'm saying? He's bringing the message from the street for the people, for them to recognize. You know what I'm saying? And the thing about it, I know money gives you certain temptations. You know what I'm saying? That's why he somewhat changed. Pac was real, you know what I'm saying? But how society is driven off money. So you get somewhat caught in that limelight. You know what I'm saying? You come from hard times, you know what I'm saying? Like Pac, he moved around. He was in, you know, New York and California, you know what I'm saying? His mother, you know, he said to the world, you know, she smoked crack, you know what I'm saying? His life was hard, him and his sister, you know what I'm saying? They grew up, they were raised, you know, around other Black Panthers and stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's where that comes out, that energy, you know what I'm saying? So Pac was, I mean, he was poetic. I mean, it's just so deep. And he changed rap music. You know what I'm saying? If Pac was still alive now, you wouldn't hear half these cats out here attempting to rap. You know what I'm saying? It wouldn't be no YouTube stars. I'm sorry.
Hey, you're right. Hey, I agree with you now. Pop won that thing. Now you see. Now think about 50 Cent. Now you remember when 50 Cent came out with the record In the Club?
Yeah.
And a lot of people say, they label 50 Cent like they label Pop. 50 could never be Pop, man. And a lot of rappers out there say, label me like Pop. You know what I'm saying? Ja Rule tried to have, tried to sound like Pop.
You know, Pac was like Elvis. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Pac was that thing, man. But he was that thing in both sides of the story, man. He was that golden in movies. He was that golden in music. You know what I mean? But thing about it, a lot of rappers out there, like you said, bro. I agree with you, and I'm behind you 100% because. If Pop was alive today, some of these rappers, wouldn't be like they are now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because Pop would he would change the game each time. So when they come to rap about something lame like the music, some of the music is nowadays, Pop could come with it. You're gonna have to try to, tell them you're gonna be subpar or try to, somewhat come close to that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, not only that, but he would have been more mature. Pop was a leader. He was a leader. Yes, at times you're young, you get misguided. Man, Pop was young. You know what I'm saying? He would have been a leader. And I think that's what most people were scared about. You know what I'm saying? If he would have had time to develop, because his ability to bring a message, act in movies, you know what I'm saying? Just imagine how his acting career would have been. Pop, he's the greatest. I mean, as far as artists to me, that's how I look at it. Because he could do all that. He could do interviews. He could bring fire. He could bring that passion. He could bring in that song. He could bring it on film. You think of Juice, Above the Rim. He was just in the beginning of his career acting. He had it down. He could play that role. Yeah, remember Brock with the Juilliards, too.
And I got another caller who just joined us. Shaku has joined us. Shaku. We've been talking about how simple an interview could be effective in promoting your music. But right now we're talking about, the question is now, who is it that you found as a celebrity that you can identify with, because you connected to their story? You have the floor.
Who is a celebrity I can identify with?
Yes.
I really don't know. I can't really tell you that because I have my own story. I can't really.
I agree, but right now, this is the question. The question is, okay, at one point in time, you were probably a young child saying, I want to be like that person. This person right here is, why is the superstar, why is they on stage and you kind of had that curiosity that made you say, I can do this. But who was it that you connected with that made that happen?
One inspiring person. And see, I'm younger, but I like older music. I like older music. So, but I would say Whitney Houston, Anita Baker, Sade, like just wanting to they just made you, they just brung everything to life. The whole creativity of them it just made you want to be there. Those type of women, those type of legendary women, and it was a few men as well, are the ones that inspired me. But, of course they have their own story. They made me want to write about my own story. That's all I can tell you about that.
All right. Thank you very much there, Shaku. That's what I'm talking about. And we also have Chief Newgrove, who have also wanted to chime in on the topic. Chief Newgrove, tonight we're talking about how a simple interview could be effective in promoting your music. But the question right now is, and I'm asking the question for a reason. Who is it that inspired you that made you say, you know what, that made you connect to their story, that made you say, this is what I want to do? Now, you have the floor.
Well, the person that I connected to the most in the industry, the rap industry, is Nas. He's a very poetic artist. And I just like the way he flows and connects his music to the real-life world that's going on, things that's going on today, you know. I think if Nas developed his image a little bit more, got into a little bit more, like, studio, like, acting and stuff like that, I think he'll be raw, a little raw. But I think he's the closest artist that comes after Tupac.
Okay. And, the reason why I propose this question is because I want to know if you would stop what you're doing, if you found out that any of these people that you found yourself identifying with, if you knew that they were going to have an interview. I know Pac is dead, but I mean, if you knew that they were going to be talking about his story today on Oprah, would you stop what you're doing, or would you make sure you record it, make sure you get this story because you can identify with it? I'm going to start off with Kano the Great. Kano the Great, go for it.
Yeah, I would say, like I said, mentioned earlier, just Tupac. I mean,
say it again?
I said just Tupac.
Oh, yeah, I know it's Tupac, but my question for you is, if you knew his story was going to be on TV today,
yes,
and would you go out your way to listen to it? Would you because today we can record stuff. Even back then we did it on VCR, but the question is, if you was at work, would you make sure that is recorded so you won't miss out on what to be filled in on this guy's story on exactly what happened, why it happened, when it happened, and tell me why? Why do you connect to him to that degree? You got the floor, Kano.
Well, that's because they come as a celebrity in a sense. So you, that's like nowadays it's even crazier because you have the internet. You know what I'm saying? And you have Yahoo, and on the Yahoo you have on the side, you know, like all these, you know, who's the number one look, you know, for that day, the number one news story, for instance. So in this age here, I mean, you can DVR it as well, but there's just so many different avenues. On my phone, I can go and find out any amount of information I want just by just going through my phone, just connecting through the internet. So I can stay informed about, you know, multiple people or just one particular person, you know, at hand. Then, like I said, YouTube, you know what I'm saying, you can always go back and watch that to highlight it. They always have that out there. You know, so if you really follow an artist, you know what I'm saying, that's why a lot of artists put things out, they keep putting things out, you know what I'm saying. For instance, like Master P, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I didn't really like the content of the song, but what he did for the fans is he released, it was crazy because he was like the first person to release a CD every week, you know what I'm saying? He would release one CD, then another CD, then another CD, another CD. So it was that anticipation, you know what I'm saying? So in today's age right now, I mean, you can just simply use the internet and you can follow whoever you want to follow with Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Social media. You know what I'm saying? So people, they go on there and watch that. You know what I'm saying? So if somebody put a comment up, you know, and it's a famous actor or something, people are following that. And then that's tweeted. And then, you know, for the next thing you know, it's on Yahoo's number one story that this artist tweeted this. So people won't be,
yeah.
It's easy for us to follow that nowadays.
You make an interesting point. Tiffany.
Oh, can I say something? Yes, thank you.
Yes, you can.
I want to say one thing.
Next.
It's, for me, and I think we're kind of gliding over this because we haven't really discussed it, which I think we should, is how to interview. Now, I could tell you by answering that exact same question you just asked the gentleman there, I would like to hear Tina Turner's response or hear her interview. Why? Because I not only know that she is extremely talented, she has a wonderful story, and I also know that she knows how to interview. What I mean by that is that a lot of times we spend time thinking about, okay, the artist, yeah, your song sells, your record is platinum, whatever. But at the end of the day, we are going to listen to how you articulate, how you talk, how you converse, how other people, because at the end of the day, you want to be able to be supported by people of all different nationalities, all different backgrounds. And in order to do that, people need to be able to understand how you're talking, what you're saying, and what's important for you. So that's the thing that I have to say, is that there is a way to interview too, you know, because there's a certain thing that our ears want to listen to and our ears don't. Now, you know, if you just want to do an interview for people that you hang out with and things like that, that's fine. But at the end of the day, again, we want to hear you be able to cross those borders, because your circumstance, your background, your lifestyle does not define who you are. At the end of the day, and this is it, this is the final end of the day, we want to know you, and we want to be able to understand you and where you come from.
Oh, man, I love it. I love it. Going right in the right direction in which I want to take this show. So definitely you stay with me. Yeah, I heard it from Tiffany. And we'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight we're talking about how a simple interview could be effective in promoting your music. And I'm telling you, if you want to connect with us, upload your music, www.hiphopnational.com. Let us help you promote it right here on our program and keep it out and get it out to the masses. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Y'all stay with us. Keep it where you got it.
Gospel, hip-hop, pop, R&B, calling all genres of music. Hip Hop National Radio is ready to give you the chance of a lifetime with our Flyers on Fire Street Connect campaign. Hip Hop National Radio, in conjunction with Poetic Inc., is gearing up for a promotional campaign that will sweep the nation. Flyers on Fire Street Connect campaign. Yes. Hip Hop National is taking your music to the streets in all the major cities across America. Wait, there's more. Flyers on Fire campaign will go viral as well, attacking all the major social networks, Twitter, MySpace, Facebook, and more. The Flyers on Fire campaign is designed for you, the artist, to hit many major markets to promote your music at the fraction of the cost. Hip Hop National Radio is all about teaching you how to take your music from the studio to the bank. Our mission is to assist you in spreading the good news about your music while making a profit. Get in now. Log on to HipHopNationalRadio.com. Remember, promotions are the key to making your project a success. Hip Hop National Radio has the network to take your project to the next level. Our packages start at $85. Call 954-461-3398. That's 954-461-3398 for more details.
Hip Hop National Radio has changed its hours of operation to better serve you. We are now on from 5 p.m. on the West Coast, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 8 p.m. on the East Coast. With this new exciting change also comes new and exciting opportunities. So look out and look for what's in store for you. That's right. Hip Hop National Radio is looking out for you, our listening audience. We will be giving away gift cards, prizes, and more. So tune in now for your chance to win, to join us in our chat room. Log on now to blogtalkradio.com/hiphopnationalradio. To listen in by phone, dial 213-559-2995. That number again is 213-559-2995. Loyalty is royalty. And remember, you cannot win if you're not locked in and listening. We're Hip Hop National Radio, your music industry information resource provider.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check.
Advertising, marketing, and promotions. Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3s today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
Forever Memory Blankets is your only stop when thinking of memory items created from photos. Forever Memory Blankets creates blankets, pillows, bed covers, t-shirts, and so much more. Remember, all we need is an ordinary photo. FMB has done great work for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Oprah Winfrey, Music Soul Child, NBA All-Star Dwayne Wade. Forever Memory Blankets is doing it up for all of the stars, from Slim Thug to Bun B, and we cannot forget about our main man, Snoop Dogg. All you have to do is contact us today at www.fmblankets.com or call 469-893-0706. That's 469-893-0706, where we're taking ordinary to extraordinary.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
You've got 5 minutes?
All right, and we're back. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight we're talking about how a simple interview could be effective in promoting your music. Before we went to the break, I think I was on Tiffany. Tiffany, we were talking, and jog my memory. I just messed up. I'm screwing up, guys. I'm screwing up. I need your help here. What were we talking about? I drew a blank.
Right, well, hey, you know what we were talking about?
Yes.
We were talking about the applied sciences of physics and man meeting the moon. Now, that was
you totally... You've lie.
Well, I actually think that what had happened is that, you know, you had talked to Chief and you talked to Shaku, Quinn, and Tiffany. And Tiffany was so good with what she had to say. Are you there, Tiffany? Tiffany's not there.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had muted you all. Sorry.
No wonder you didn't come in.
Yeah, it was all her fault.
Yeah, no, because I was yelling at you.
You know what you said?
You were yelling at me, Tiffany?
I remember what I said.
I said how to interview is so important.
It's so important if you want to cross borders. Now, if you interview and you just want to be, you want to interview to the people from your surrounding, the people that are friends of you, the people that you're used to talking to, that's one way. We all have a way to talk to people who are friends, you know, brother, sister. But when it comes to actually being professional and actually telling your story in a professional way, there is a way to interview that is not with a whole bunch of street lingo, if I can use that term. But you have to be able to, because if you want to, say for instance, yes, if you're a young white male or you're a young black male and you have a certain way that you talk to your friends, your family, which might be a lot different than what we want to hear in the public, because if you can articulate and also be talented, we're going to want to listen to you a little bit more. Why? Because we can understand you. And being able to understand you is so important, because if we can't understand what you're saying, we don't know anything about you. And we really don't care much about your story because we haven't gotten past you introducing yourself. So that's all I'm saying is that it's just as
important. But you know
I'll tell you what,
I got
simply,
hold on,
you
hold on,
made
let me throw her under the bus. Let me throw her under the bus. Everybody get ready.
No.
You're going to throw
her.
Uh-oh. I'm
going to defend you, Tiffany, I like
bumpers.
What you said. Go ahead.
Let me put on my bumpers.
Okay. You ready? Okay, here it goes.
No.
The only person that got away with it so far in not talking on a higher level was Calvin Brodus. Do you know who that is?
Yes.
Snoop Dogg. I had never heard Shizzle My, you know, but he did it on the air. And he even had his own cartoon show using the dialect that they used in the neighborhood. And he, it didn't affect his career. It actually, he became somewhat of, it's okay.
An icon. An icon for us.
Yes. And see, so when you say that, you know, I remember his first interviews when he'd come out and he'd say things, and he'd say, I remember he introduced the word church on somebody's show, and he said, sure, you're right, church. And the guy looked at him and said, church, and he explained what church meant. So he went against the grain on that. You know, I think what it is this. You have to embrace the individual. I mean, yeah, he can have a polished delivery. He can, you know, he can be, you know, an Ivy Leaguer and okay, you know, but the individual and his talent. I mean, I hear what everybody's saying and what have you, but, you know, I can remember there were singers that stuttered. You know, I can remember a singer that had
that's
a lisp.
That's different. That's different. That's apples and oranges. Raw Dog, that's apples and oranges.
Yeah, but see, in the interview.
Okay.
I agree with her on that, Raw Dog. People stutter. And I'll be honest with
yes.
you.
Yes.
Want me to tell you something? What made me get more comfortable in talking on the radio? And this is reality. When President Obama came out, Obama stutters. But he goes forward with it. Anyway, that's what gave me the confidence to continue doing this. Because at first, when I first started Hip Hop National Radio, I let everybody else talk because I was just I just didn't have the confidence to speak up. If I made a mistake, just as I did a few minutes ago, my mind just drew a blank. I would crumble and go into a cave, and I wouldn't talk. And I would probably do that in an interview. But now I've got the confidence level to recoup live and to keep on moving.
But you know what you guys just said?
What? Wait, it's more than us here, so I'm going
to
open up everybody's line.
I had to take you guys all the way around
to
get you where you are now. But what you just said, be who you are, and who you are is good enough. And if they can't accept you, that's just they missed because you're who you are, and it, you know, you may not be the world's best talker. You may not
Raw Dog,
be
no,
the best looker.
Stop. No, Raw Dog, stop. I understand you, and now I'm getting frustrated. We agree on that, but this is the thing, is that it doesn't matter if you have a certain dialect. There are times that I have, you know, from living in New York, I have a massive New York accent at times. There are times that I didn't used to be able to pronounce my R's at all. So me saying Raw Dog wouldn't sound like Raw Dog. It would be more like Raw Dog. You see what I'm saying? But the thing about it is this, is that if you have, it has nothing to do with your dialect, but having clarity of thought. Having clarity of thought to express who you are, what you believe in, your story, that's what's important. I don't care if you talk like Snoop Doggy Dog or you talk like anybody else. The thing about it is you still, at the end of the day, need to have the clarity of thought to be able to tell your story. If you don't have that, you don't have much. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I got a question, Ray. Go ahead, Kano.
Yeah, a lot of that's changed nowadays. In today's society, common sense doesn't exist, so. I mean, a lot of that used to hold true that we're talking about,
true.
But,
true.
You know, even the music now, you can't relate to it. It's all over the place, you know what I'm saying? There is no clarity.
That's true.
So I agree with you as far as the sense that that's how it used to be. But how now, I mean, you can be a true lack of intelligence and still just be on there talking. I mean, I've seen some interviews from people. It's just crazy.
Exactly.
Okay. Yes, he is.
Because see, guess
correct.
What? Are you asking to move in with that person, or are you just liking their product? Are you going to take him home to meet your mama? Or are you just like, hey, playing him on your stereo?
Okay, that's true. But let me take it to that. Go ahead.
I do want to.
You're not
going
to listen
question.
To me, Ronald.
Okay. I want to ask this question real quick. How important is it when you are being interviewed to be authentic, true to the core of who you are? That you dot your I's and you cross your T's. So the next time you're being interviewed, that you're not being thrown under the bus for your lies that you told. We're gonna start off with Shaku. Shaku, you got the floor. Tiffany?
Go ahead. Yeah, I'll pick it up. Well, this is the thing, is that's probably the worst thing you can do. I think that's kind of a make or break thing. If you are not who you say you are, if you do not stand by what you say you stand by, then that might be the end of your career right there, because you see, the media, let me tell you one thing, the media a lot of times is quicker to pick up on what you did wrong than they pick up on what you did right. This is the thing, is that so if you come and you're shouting out all these things that are complete untruth, then you're going to have a problem. Excuse the police in the back. It's not my fault. I didn't do it. But if you say for
drive faster.
Yeah. So let me finish the interview before you take me away. No, but if people catch you in a lie, that's almost the worst thing you can do. And so that's another thing about your life even before the interview, the lifestyle that you lead, all of this stuff makes a difference.
I got a question why you're saying that. Okay, in today's rap, a lot of rappers profess to do things that they have never done. It's characteristics of what they see or heard before. The question is, when it comes to the interview, is that the time to admit that, hey, I'm just going into role. I'm being an actor. Is that the time to confess or... Because eventually it's going to come out who you really are. Question.
Okay. This is the thing. How you do it. Oh, okay. Let's go to, say, for instance, and this is just switching a little bit, just for a second. Meryl Streep. There was a story about Meryl Streep, and I hope that it's true, because it is phenomenal. Meryl Streep is one of the best actors, greatest actors that has ever, been around in our generation. And the thing about it is she went to an audition, and what she did, she was chewing gum the whole audition. They're talking to her, asking her questions. She's chewing gum. And then she took it and stuck it under the table. She left the audition, and they went to check and see where the gum was. She actually was acting the whole time. Do you understand what I'm saying? So that's beauty. That's beauty. That's cute. That's nice. Now, if you're doing something like telling that you robbed a bank, okay, or if you shot up 15 people, then what you've done, not only have you lied, you've also put yourself at risk, really, because there's a lot of people in the rap industry that will come after you to try you to see if you're as big and as bad as you say that you are. So you're not only just doing it and sacrificing yourself and what the media thinks about you, you're sacrificing your whole, personal being when you do that. So
That's anybody with money. If you got money, that's what it comes down to, the entertainer or you're like Kim Kardashian, and, just because you have money, it all comes down to money.
Well, yeah, yeah, and I agree with that. Like, if you have a lot of money and you have enough money to pay for your lie, then great. Okay,
yeah,
but I gotta say this.
Meryl Streep took the gun from under the table and she started chewing it again when she left. But listen to this. All men.
Okay, you know what? You know what, Raw Dog? Yo, huh? You don't disrespect people in my industry, though. Cause I'll really
I'm not disrespecting her. I'm just saying
I'll
she's
really come
conservative.
Out. I'll let you know. I'll put you under the bus.
She's conservative. You can put
What's
me
going
under the
on,
bus.
It's always a war on Hip Hop National.
I knew she wanted to throw me under the bus. But look here. Every man that I know has somewhat played the thug. Yeah, whether it was when you were a kid or what have you, you had to come up with that swag that you just didn't get bum rushed and pushed over. You know, there's some time in that point where you come to a crossroads and you've done some things. You know, I'm not going to tell you what I've done in my life because those are my secrets. But you know, most
you
of
haven't
the people.
Done anything?
Ooh, you big girl.
I'm
just kidding. Okay.
I'm just
anyway.
Kidding. I'm messing with you. I love you. I love you. Go ahead.
I love you.
Can I comment on
that? Yeah, she do that 1-2 punches, then she step back.
Hey, I'm winning her over. You just watch.
Yeah,
but
I love
you,
girl, dog. You know that. You know that.
Oh, I know. I know. She's, hey, Tiffany.
I'm
going to
go.
Stop.
I'm going to roll around because I want to get somebody else's take on that too. Chief Nugro, what's your thoughts
yes.
of telling that fib of who you are on the record, and then when it comes down to the interview, the true story come out, or you're being questioned about it? Do you come out with the true story then, or should you have done it all along? Your thoughts.
I think she should have done it all along. You know, from what you said, from throwing yourself underneath the bus with a lie, I think that's the worst thing you can do is come out into the industry based on a lie or spit
exactly.
some lies on the track. I think that's the worst thing for any rapper to do because you're basically throwing yourself underneath the bus because
yes.
you're asking for yourself to get exposed.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean...
Yeah,
in
but
the,
what if somebody's
in this industry,
the lyrics
in this
for you?
Industry, don't get me wrong, it's a lot of people who say, "Man, I got gold chain, I'm full." You know, they got plenty money, they got plenty girls.
Yeah, but what if somebody
yeah,
else is writing
the
lyrics?
Huh? Do you go into road when that interview come out? Do you confess that? Hey, I'm playing the role. I'm that role of the picture I painted. I'm not necessarily living this in true life. Do you come out? Because don't get me wrong, there's so many rappers that came out and then they got thrown out on the bus for not being who they say they are.
Okay,
right,
but
just
why
like
couldn't
fly.
They say that somebody else wrote the lyrics? You know,
just like
the lyrics. I mean, come on, anybody that thinks that everything on the song is supposed to be my experience, come on. No.
You're suggesting people lie.
I get what you're saying, but do you fess up? Do you fess up or do you try to live up to it?
I guess you run because they're mentally ill if they believe in everything. I mean, come on.
No,
now.
No, Raw Dog, you are encouraging. I want to say a disclaimer. Raw Dog, you're encouraging people to be dishonest. With
no,
who
I'm
they
saying
are.
if I give a rapper a set of lyrics and I say this on my production, and he does it, and it says I this and I
okay.
that, he's only doing what he's supposed to do. He's doing my lyrics.
So then he should confess that, and he should say,
right.
You know what? This is what happened. I am an artist. And I'm given material, and sometimes
oh, no,
I have to live
that. No, you
should
just say, hey, my producer, this
I would,
is a song
me personally,
to me.
If that was me being interviewed in that state, and I would say, I have to give creds to the writer. I think he did a dynamic
right.
story. And
right.
I was able to
right.
project it. I was able to project
right.
and, you know, take on the role
there you
that
go.
He wrote.
Exactly, bro.
So it's not that he's telling a lie. It's that he's doing a production.
Well,
let me tell you one. Now, this is everybody's doing good. everybody's doing good, except for Raw Dog. Everybody has thrown you under the bus. Do you understand this? Everybody.
You know, I love Dog.
But
he's
like,
an
out.
Like, I can't stand, because you got, you're not
going down.
Even Al. I mean, seriously.
You've got this projection of rap music, though. Rap is a story. You know what I'm saying? Whether you're writing it from a third-person perspective, you know what I'm saying? A lot of the times you ain't writing high, you know what I'm saying? You're writing about, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it depends, you know, what type of song it is.
Can you tell?
It's not necessarily lying, you know what I'm saying? Music, that's what music is. When you're a famous rapper, you know what I'm saying? You live as living character, you know what I'm saying, in the interview.
All right.
In
now,
real life.
I'm,
everything you do.
And I'm getting ready to close because I have to. But my question is, I'm going to ask you guys this one question right here. When you do tell that lie and you follow into that role, and don't get me wrong, they say Pac started to live in the role of some of the things he said in this song. When do you separate your fantasy to the reality, and should you start to do that when you start to be interviewed to the public? When your personal interest story comes out, do you start it from the beginning, or do you wait until it explodes in your face, and then you're trying to figure out what do I do now?
You should not even show up for the interview.
You tell him, girl. Keep the car running.
Seriously, if you're not prepared, don't show up. That's the best thing you can do. Say you're sick, like a lot of other artists do.
Ooh, I like
Charge.
That.
I think that's an awesome close, Tiffany. Definitely, I appreciate you because of what you just said. Anybody, and you have any more before I go to everybody else because I'm getting ready to close out.
Like I said, today it doesn't really matter if you make good music or you're good at your craft. People don't care what. You know, what you lied about, you know what I'm saying? Because as long as you're getting sales, that's all that matters at the end of the day. Yes, we may morally and think it's wrong, I agree, you know what I'm saying? But how today's world is driven, you know what I'm saying? Even if you don't know how to interview, you know what I'm saying? That people are like, ooh, and they'll talk about that as a story. So, I mean, a lot of this does play and tell, but that all used to play back, you know, back in the day. Nowadays, it's open, you know what I'm saying? It's open to how you interview. You don't have to interview correctly. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to do this correctly. You don't even have to, I mean, you can be somewhat real, but people know that you're playing the character. You know what I'm saying? It's just like in a movie, right. You're playing the character.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Just
you
like
know.
Chief Keith.
Quinn, what's your thoughts?
I mean, well, my thoughts, man, you know, I've been in an interview, man, you know what I'm saying, saying what you about and, you know, all at the same time, you ain't about it, you know what I mean? Just, you know, I hate liars anyway, so, you know what I mean? I'm all for the truth, man, you know what I'm saying? I could say that in a rhyme. I could say I got, you know, 5 or 10 cars and all at the same time. I don't have any, you know, I don't have that. You know, I can say I got about, you know, 6 or 7 gold chains, you know what I'm saying, you know, gold teeth, you know, I got 6 at the bottom, 6 at the top, and all at the same time, I ain't got none of that. I could say that in a rhyme, but, you know what I'm saying, but in an interview, you know, hey, I'm, you know, I'm the truth, you know what I mean? It's all about telling the truth. That's just like being in a relationship, you know what I mean? If you're going to hurt me, you know what I'm saying, hurt me with the truth, don't hurt me with a lie.
Right.
Yeah, I love it.
See?
I like that.
See?
Yeah.
Right on.
That was, honestly, I wasn't expecting that.
That
was
profound. I liked it.
That was profound.
That was definitely a top shelf.
Yeah.
I love you, Quinn. Boy, I can't stop
hey,
that.
Hey, always.
Chief
I mean,
New
you Grove, know,
what's your closing argument, sir?
Well, I think the industry, I mean, today is, I mean, it's full with what people want to hear. You know what I mean? I mean, if it's whatever's going to sell nowadays. But with Pac, his situation, I feel like he was a poet. He was a leader, and he felt like people was vibing with him. You know, so he had to live up to something. His name, Tupac. You know, but other than that, right now, I would like to see Chief Keef in the interview. I would like to see what he has to say.
See, that sounded like an interview coming up.
You said what?
That sounds like an interview coming up in the future.
Yeah, I want to hear what he has to say.
Chief, you know Chief. Dang.
Chief Negro.
Yeah.
Okay, we want to hear it sound like okay. And Kano, closing argument.
Yeah, Kano, I agree with Chief New Growth. I know Chief New Growth. You know what I'm saying? Music today, I just want to talk to you about music today. I mean, it's just, it is what it is most of the time. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of great artists like Mos Def. They don't get the sales that, you know, like Lil Wayne get. You know what I'm saying? Because half the time, what is Lil Wayne even talking about? You know what I'm saying? So it's really a lot of the beat, the production, you know what I'm saying? A lot of that comes into play in this game. You know what I'm saying? A lot. And the thing about it is, if a rapper's talking about he shot five people, he's probably not making that album. He's probably sitting in, you know, in the sale somewhere, you know what I'm saying? So you got to take it for what it is, in a sense. But if you're doing an interview and you're talking about your life, then, yes, you have to open up and be real, you know what I'm saying? But if you want to play in character, then that's what you do, you know what I'm saying? That's what a lot of artists do. A lot of artists either talk about their real life or they just play in character.
All right, I'm going to make my closing argument. I could tell you like this.
Don't show up.
How simple an interview could be effective in promoting your music? It's very effective because people want to connect with you. And like Tiffany said in the beginning, it's you. You got to sell you. And by you selling the real, true you, that is what's going to make people connect with you, follow you, tweet you, and promote you when you asleep. They're going to talk about you. They're going to talk about you among the people. And even today, all of us was talking about stars that we can relate to. Tell the truth about your story and make it a good story. Make it a good life path of your music. And then start your story right here on Hip Hop National Radio. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Raw Dog, Dr. AT,
yeah.
Take it away.
What's up, guys, and welcome to Hip Hop National Rails in the Mix with Dr. AT. I'm your host, Dr. AT.
Quiet down, guys. I'm live on the air.
There's a party going on here at Hip Hop National Radio with our CEO, Poetic, right here in the studio.
Hip Hop
National. Poetic, can you get off that pole? The show's about to start.
This is Dr. AT. To all you artists out there, if you guys want to get your song heard right here on Hip Hop National Radio, all you got to do is send your MP3 file to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and get your chance to get your song heard. Also, follow us on Twitter at Hip Hop National Radio. Also, call into our hotline, 213-559-2995.
Next on deck is LD History.
Kill your perception and share my history.
Kill it.
Tell them about it. Tell you a few things you may not know about me. Like I was born on the west coast, exactly where the sun set. Rolls out the room full of life and I defeated their parents. Got a divorce, now we moving to the jack. Bob Phoenix, Arizona, guess there's no coming back. Raised in Mississippi, is this what life's about? So no motion around here, I think it's best I leave out. But I stayed on my ground. I'm on the sunny South Dallas where the sun never shines. Didn't stay long, once again I'm on my way. Got Georgia on my mind, so I'm headed to the AZ. With my big sister and she living in Decatur. Soon as I touch down, like baby girl, see ya while I fly southwest. With each place up the moon, the man at the sea. Brother here on the track, low, so poetically. I could tell more, but I'll leave it as a beat. If you give too much, then the people might flee. Just thought that I would share a little brief summary. Happy to get to know a little more about me. Happy to get to know a little more about me, yeah. Let me heal your perception and share my history. Tell you a few things you may not know about me, like. Let me heal your perception and share my history. Tell you a few things you may not know about me, like.
Dr. AT, ER crew.
Let's go, go, go. Two steps for me, and I'ma flow for you. So that's what we gon' do. Let's go, now they flow. It's two step double. We can take it slow, so incredible. Now they flow. You know I'm ready to go with two step double. But I'ma take it slow. Me on cruise control. You know it's on my mind. Yeah, that's my date. She got a mean dribble game. Still rock big shoes and procrastinate. I love when she wraps around and make her fatty shake. She love when I two step while I'm sipping my drink. You know I gotta have a dark hug, cup is pink. Cuban link, she got a bad juice. Only got one shot, so I'm ready to swing. See on the dance floor and I'm doing my thing. I'm in my own damn world, homie, stay in your lane. So that dollar bill ain't the only thing that rings. Now you two-step for me. And I'ma flow for you. So that's what we gon' do, so let's do. Now they flow. We can take it slow, so incredible. You know I'm ready to go. Now they flow. Two-step double. I'm so out of control, like Damon Letterman, yeah, it's my show. Now they flow. Yeah, the bad dude. Baby girl, say hi. I wanna see you getting loose, coming out your clothes. I wanna see your booty high, so touch your toes. Let it wiggle a little bit, then drop it low. I'm so super cool, got the flow so super smooth. Get love all night. Now they got a bad view. Just do what it do, so I'ma do what I does. Now they about to take the party over another side of the club. This one who love, some say I'm a stud. I'm no amateur, I'm all extra. Come on, come on, sexy, you know I gotta get ya. It's two-step double, now you two-step for me. And I'ma flow for you. So that's what we gon' do. So let's do. Take it slow, so incredible. You know I'm ready to go with two-step double. Two-step double. When they play this in the club, you gotta go, go, go.
Next on deck, same OG, I Wanna Know.
Tell me what you dream of, girl.
Yo, just tell me what it is that you dream, girl.
Tell me what you dream.
Roscoe Medici.
Same OG.
Yo, G, I got you, homie.
I see you, Roscoe.
Fetty Gang official.
Fetty Gang.
We working.
G Music Entertainment.
Yo. Let's go. Anything you can think of, house on the hill with the chandelier.
next on deck, G Squad marching.
Here we be marching. We down south. Song we'll be singing in the east. Song we'll be gathering. We in the west. Song we'll be shouting. We in the north.
We will be marching. We down south.
Next on deck is Animal Flavor. We are human beings.
Come on, come on, come on. Yeah.
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 Come on, come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. These clouds arouse my desire for life.
Yeah.
I did just add some spice. Taking the stars, what is wrong is right.
Yeah.
Vice versa, we can't bring back the hands of time.
Yeah.
Productivity unlocked daily.
Yeah.
In togetherness, I believe it's the master of plans.
Yeah.
For eternity, say you, yeah, say me,
yeah.
Fingerprints, a firm grip,
yeah.
My Lord is a master,
yeah.
I was born equipped with this arithmetic,
yeah.
Words of wisdom,
yeah.
Witness to the blind, leading the blind,
yeah.
Behind to bless through stress,
yeah.
With this prophecy,
yeah.
I prophesy,
yeah.
Ignorance is kind,
yeah.
Inviting us with a smile,
yeah.
Is it love or lust? Moving forward,
yeah.
Turn, then unwind,
yeah.
Two steps,
yeah.
With each breath I breathe,
yeah.
Together we will achieve,
yeah.
Feel strong about this belief,
yeah.
I believe in equality, yeah.
Yeah.
We all human beings, yeah.
Yeah.
We all human beings howling,
yeah.
Like a wolf in the still of the night, a beast,
yeah.
Playing this out, matching the pieces, transforming my reality,
yeah.
Enabling the growth of the supreme being. 1, 2,
yeah.
10,
yeah.
Make sure the thief of time,
yeah.
Doesn't snatch your mind, spiraling out of control, your soul,
yeah.
Our Lord shall console.
Yeah.
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 Straight and narrow, not just the bow. I am the arrow. With
yeah.
these blessings, I do travel.
Yeah.
Steady through the universe.
Yeah.
Frequently do I converse with the master's degree in infinity.
Yeah.
Setting for nothing more or nothing less.
Yeah.
Because together we will achieve equality. Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
We are all human beings. Yeah.
Yeah.
We are human beings. Come on.
Yeah.
Cause together we will achieve.
Yeah.
I stand firm in this belief. Equality. Yes, Lord. We all.
Yeah.
We all human beings.
Yeah.
4 and 6 get 10.
Yeah.
I check once, then twice, then turn.
Yeah.
Our fire. I'll be pouring out love on each of your foreheads.
Yeah.
Blessed to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Equality.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. We are human beings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Equality.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. We are human beings.
This is Captain Poetry coming out of the greatest city of Phoenix, Arizona. Be sure to request my new hot single, Stained Glass Blue, right here on HipHopNationalRadio.com. For your personal listening pleasure, you can get it at CDBaby.com. Search for Stained Glass Blue, Stephen Henry.
Next on deck is Captain Poetry, Stained Glass Blue.
When I look at you, I look at you through stained glass blue.
Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue.
My mind often fades to enchanting memories of you. Walking through the shadows and dim, you're like the sun shining forth from a violent storm. And when I hear the sweet words that you speak, it always keeps my soul at peace. And when I wonder what to do, I look at you through stained glass blue. You're driven into my ever-loving arms, capturing my soul so tender. My passion begins to rise, beckoning a sweet surrender.
My love for you is timeless. It's a ever-beating heart and indestructible soul. The many grains of sand could not outnumber such endless love. If our love were cast into the sea to be forgotten, it would somehow submerge. Riding on the wings of a dove, blessed by a soft subtle kiss, could not dismiss such endless love. When I look at you through stained-glass blue.
Stained-glass blue.
Breaks for you like a continuous flood, forever pumping for my love, the never ceasing, wanting to be with you in the celestial blue, to forever walk in the light of God's never dawning sun. In the river of light, we're forever plunged. When I look at you through stained glass blue, blue, blue.
Next on deck is KY, Days Like This.
They tell me my condition is incurable. They tell me that I need to take these drugs to numb the pain. It's days like this, I just wish that I could rewrite my history. But I must live with my mistakes. Yeah.
Got some homies down in Waco, they keep it on deck like Jose Canseco. They'll send it my way, yo, but they want payback in pesos. Cracking yayo, stash spots off of Paseo. Deal of a lifetime, it's so hard for me to say no. Cause thus far I stay broke, looking for a better way. So one day I'll rock a halo, is God giving me an opportunity? Or is Satan trying to ruin me, persistently pursuing me? The devil's so alluring, always trying to influence me. But I'm strong so I won't do it, see I'm great at enduring. He's always trying to lure me in, I'll chill up in heaven when I finally reach my end. Look and see familiar faces, surrounded by my friends. Thankful that I counted blessings and repented for my sins. If I ever had the chance, I would do it all again. I got more energy within than what makes the world spin. God help with my addictions, now I owe it all to him.
They tell me my condition is incurable. They tell me that I need to take these drugs to numb the pain. It's days like this, just wish that I could rewrite my history, but I must live with my mistakes.
Nobody wanted to follow me all the way to the end of the road. I had to keep my real homies and let the phony homies go. We were in the same vehicle, but destined for different roads. Excuse all my apologies, but it's time for me to blow. It's time to rip this shit. It's so ridiculous, the way he spits is just so vicious. That's why he's so significant. The evidence is evident. This homie must be heaven sent. Potential to be president, so full of intelligence. Elegantly elegant, gangster with some etiquette. The government etiquette, we know about Connecticut. Yeah, said this shit is evil with the bread you get. I finally had to speak out. My peers were just too hesitant to shed some light on the government negligence. Saw the towers falling, I've been convinced ever since the Pentagon got hit. It's like nobody even flinched. They try to control the sheep, but I'm tearing down the fence.
They tell me my condition is incurable. They tell me that I need to take these drugs to numb the pain. It's days like this, I just wish that I could rewrite my history. But I must live with my mistakes.
Next on deck, She's Hot.
Oh, it's hot. Yeah, yeah. Mr. G alone to go
again. Baby so free, look at how she get it low again. Down on one knee, bring it up, drop the flow again. Baby see me, turn it round, hit the flow and then go on, do your thing. All I wanna see is energy, baby what it be. I got one night in the city, be my fantasy. Julio then got up and feel like I done anything. How you got it on the squirrel, girl, got me going. Welcome to my world, girl, if you wanna go and swing, you can swing it over here now, bring it close to me. On the quad end, see it's gonna be a party. Celebrate it while I play it, go on, honey, peace, sing.
Show we gotta be going off. Before I go, I just want to let you guys know out here for all the artists that did not hear the submissions tonight, I want you to do is this. If you got your mixes ready, all you gotta do is go to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and send your mix into us. But remember, the language and the content need to be right. I see you guys next time. God bless. This is Dr. Ray T in the mix for Hip Hop National Radio.
Now you know who I am, now you know who I be. Now you know I got a list of styles and let's roll.
Everybody, let's get on the bus.
Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio. Hip-hop.